this here. Go on, fall off the cliff. You have to be quiet, you know. You're the one that fell off the table. It wasn't my fault. You stay on the table, you won't get hurt, okay? You understand me? All right. You better. Now, I want you to keep an eye on my sandwich. Don't let anybody take it. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? Doll, you're going to fall off again. Lower it down, Roy.
We'll be gone all day at the street fair. Don't worry about us.
Okay, now you have a good time. All right, look, do me a favor. Did you see the twins anywhere running around? Why don't you take them with you, Dad?
Cliff, what kind of grandfather are you?
I'm a desperate one. Now, would you take just one?
Quit whining, Grandpa. You're just a rookie.
Thanks, Papa. I appreciate it.
Things out of here.
No, don't take the truck. Please, don't take the truck. Please don't take the truck. The truck doesn't make any noise. It doesn't make any noise. I swear, it doesn't make any noise. See, this is from when I was a boy. You know? Let a grown man have his childhood. All right, Roy. Shh. I think she's gone. Open it up. Okay. Shh, close it up, boys.
I worry about you sometimes.
All right, boys, open it too far back there. Now, this is what we've been looking for.
Clean dishes, Mom.
Thank you, Sandra.
No, thank you. You and Dad have been great, putting up with us for a month.
Well, we're family. Have you heard anything from the real estate company yet?
Oh, we should hear any minute now. Elvin's stopping over there on his way home from work. You know, Mom, this is great. We are so excited about the move into our new home.
Yes, and we are happy for you.
You know, now that the Benedettis have reconciled and canceled the divorce, they should be moving out of the house any day now.
And you'll be moving in.
Mom, are they bothering you?
Aren't they bothering you?
Well, yes, but Winnie and Nelson have this natural exuberance that Elvin and I encourage. Uh-huh. Hey, kids, get some air, come here. Oh, come now. Look, now I want you to settle down, okay? You're bothering Grandma. Now, she's sensitive.
You're not gonna kick us out, are you?
Well, of course not. Whatever gave you that idea? Okay, Winnie and Nelson, skedaddle. Come on.
Okay, shh. Grandma's sensitive.
Sandra, in the first place, I am not sensitive. And in the second place, it is not Grandma. It's Mother, the sequel.
Well, Roy, put this away and save it for later.
Hey, Dad.
Well, if it isn't Dr. Two Shifts.
Yeah.
Man, you look beat.
Oh, man, you would not believe what I've been through today.
Really?
Actually, maybe you would.
Thank you.
Oh, it is so good to be home.
Yes, indeed.
In your home.
Huh? No, listen, Elvin, you've been here several weeks now.
A whole month, Dad.
30 days. 30 days, man.
30 days, yeah. 12 hours, and 17 minutes.
Look, stop counting, man. Just relax.
Okay.
Relax.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Dad.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, you know what? I bought this for you.
No, I don't want any more presents. You keep coming with these presents.
No, take it. It's a free sample from the gift shop. Yeah. I bought the bag.
Okay, well, thank you. Cologne. Oh, this is fantastic. You're always thinking
it's
of
fine.
Me.
It's fine.
But, no more presents,
no
man.
More.
That's it.
No more. Okay, I respect that. This is so, your home.
Relax.
Okay.
Oh, just relax.
The old New England Journal of Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
May I suggest the article on page 380? It's very good.
Yeah.
It's Nelson and Vinny. Amazing what a child can do with a little bit of jelly.
Not only a little bit of jelly, but there's also a piece of bread in here. And, that's...
Yeah, don't dwell on it. I'll buy another one. In fact, I'll renew the whole subscription.
No, you don't have to renew anything.
No, man. I will.
Just relax, Albert.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna go eat my egg salad. I made this incredible egg salad last night. I'm just gonna go in the kitchen and eat it. That's what I need.
I don't think that on an empty stomach, after working two shifts, that egg salad is going to sit.
I can't agree with you here, Doctor. I think I'm in the mood for this egg salad. In fact, I've been waiting all day long for dreaming about it. I made it with just the right amount of mayonnaise, a touch of paprika, chopped celery, olives, the green ones.
Yes.
I'll give you a little bit of it.
Just out of curiosity, was that in the refrigerator in the yellow bowl?
Yes.
And did it have a piece of tape over it that said E.T.?
Yep.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's the one, E.T. That's me.
Oh, I thought it stood for eat this.
You ate it, didn't you?
Open up, Roy. There you go. I saved some for ya.
Sandwich?
Huh? Yeah.
You made a sandwich of my luscious egg delight?
Yeah, well, how do you eat it?
Oh, naturel. Not slathered on some hoagie roll.
Elvin, you take the top off. And you scrape it off.
No,
you don't worry.
I don't want to scrape it off. It's a big deal,
man. You scrape it off the bread.
Just eat, finish it. Finish what you started, you know? In a truck.
All right, I got just the thing for you guys. And Granddad's gonna fix something for you so good. Ah!
Hey!
Right! Hey! Listen, you guys got a mess of crumbs all over the house there. There are crumbs in books. There's jelly and bread all the places, in drawers, where people sit and everything. But I figured it out. From now on, when you eat, I got a nice restaurant for you. As a matter of fact, it's right in here. This is where you're going to eat. Now, here's what we're going to do. This is a fort, see? This is a fort. And we want you to protect the fort from nasty crumbs. Now, this is your gun, see? Now, you have one here. Whenever you see a crumb, you say, clean up the fort. You know, like the cowboy say, watch it, pard. We got to clean them up, protect. Let me hear it. There you go. See, there's a crumb. Get it. My boy. All right. That's it. That's where you eat. That's where you clean up. In the fort. Okay. Now, hey, how did you get out of there? Get back in the fort.
You're too big to be in here.
No, you're not too big to be in there. I know you can do it anytime you want. That's the point. You should not want to get out of here. You stay in there. And when you have a crumb, you clean it up. The reason why you're in here is because you can't control your crumbs. Boy, you guys are something. Hey! Why do you keep getting out of there? Huh? Now get back in. Never mind. Look, I'll tell you what we'll do. Okay. Now, let me see. You hold this, and you hold your cookie. All right. Now, we'll just take this. Put this right there. You sit down on there. Sit down on it. Okay. Now, this is your area. Don't get off this area. Okay? Don't get off this area. You see a crumb? Hit it. Hit it. There you go. All right, this is your fort, and you stay in here.
What's going on in here?
We're aiming cookies in a fort. Yeah.
Dad!
What's the matter?
Elvin, help me get the kids out of here.
Okay, Winnie and Nelson, go up to your room, okay? Up to your room. Come on. That's it.
Go ahead. Dad, I don't believe what I'm seeing in here. You have my kids in a cage with cookies in a vacuum? It's like Charles Dickens revisited.
Dickens never had cookies in a vacuum.
Dad, this is pathetic. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
No, dear, this is a fort, and they're in there to protect my home from all these cookies and the grubs and stuff.
Elvin, Sandra, hi. So, what's new? What's happening?
Dad had incarcerated my children.
I didn't incarcerate anybody. It's a fort, and I did that for their protection.
From whom?
From the ugly crumbs, gang of crumbs that were attacking me.
Dad, you are undermining everything that Elvin and I believe in.
I understand, Sandra. I deserve everything. I just might as well... No, don't come near me! This is it. I don't want anybody to stop me. Be gone, Dad! From this point on, you take another step and I'm a clean man. I don't deserve to let you come closer. I will hooverize you. And anybody else that comes near me, do you understand?
Elvin.
I think he means it.
Sandra, if you don't agree with your father's methods, maybe you shouldn't leave him in charge.
Yes, especially with one of those. Assault with a cleanly weapon.
Elvin, you weren't laughing 2 hours ago when he sucked up your egg salad.
I didn't suck up the egg salad. All I did was make a sandwich, and I ate the egg salad.
You finished it all right.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me explain something. I thought it was a gift, but then I should have known better because it's my eggs, my mayonnaise, and my bowl. And the only thing that belonged to you was the tape that you wrote your initials on, which you probably stole from the hospital in the first place.
No, Dad, it was my tape. It was also my recipe, and that's the last you'll ever taste of it.
Well, I certainly don't need any recipes, but I could tell you what I could use. I could use a little peace and quiet. And maybe my own newspaper every now and then.
There you go.
Your own newspaper? I'm the one who sits there like a lapdog waiting for a section.
I offered you a section, Elvin.
The real estate section.
The one I thought you could use.
Look, Mom, Dad, we are trying very hard not to be a burden.
When?
When we do some of the housework and poor Elvin spends all of his energy showering you with gifts.
I don't need gifts. I don't want any dinky cologne samples. If he wanted to give me a present, he could give me my periodicals so I could read them and have no jelly and bread mixed in the pages instead of little ditzy gifts.
Dad, I wouldn't feel like I had to give you ditzy little gifts if I didn't feel like a trapped rat.
Well, you studied animals, you know what to do. If you're a trapped rat and you feel like one, gnaw your foot off and get out.
Okay, all right. All right. Now, obviously, we're all a little on edge here. Come on.
I'm not on edge. I'm having fun.
Yes, I am having fun.
Well, look, Mom and Dad, to be perfectly honest, it's going to be more than just a couple of days.
How long, Sandra?
It'll be 60 days at most. We're having a little problem with escrow.
Escrow?
Well, look, Mom and Dad, you just take time and think about it. And if we're too much of a burden, we'll just take the children and go to a hotel.
There you go with that again.
We'll just go upstairs.
There you go with that again. Go and take them to the hotel.
Take the wedgie upstairs.
Right, take your wedgie upstairs. Here we go. It's that same stuff they tried to pull before, and it worked that time. Yes. We'll just go to them, and then they use the grandchildren, and they'll come downstairs probably with torn and tattered clothing. Goodbye, Grandma. Goodbye, Grandpa. And then you and I will sit there and feel guilty and say, okay, you can stay. They're going to use us.
They're bluffing. They're not going anywhere.
I'm going to talk to my father. He'll be coming back with Olivia sometime soon. He and Mom have two rooms over there, and they don't use those rooms. And my father loves to take the children out. He's always playing with them, and I'll just put it right to him. About 60 days, Dad, you keep Sandra Elvin and the twins. And he'll, you know, great-grandfather, love to show them all. So I talked to him about it.
He'll go for that.
You better go for it. It's my father.
Hi.
Ooh, you had your face painted at the street fair.
Yes, I'm the sun.
Yes, you are. Oh, my goodness, look at this. We got a whole solar system here. What else did you do at the street fair?
We got our palms read by Madame O'Lodge. She gave me her secret powers. Want me to read your palm?
How much?
$5.
No.
Okay, $1.
Okay, Olivia. You can read my palm, Olivia.
Madame Olivia?
Excuse me. Madame Olivia, go ahead.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
Interesting past.
Oh, you're going to do the past?
I see a mysterious woman with a funny name.
Really?
Yes. Your niece? Your niece can't tell.
Your niece can tell?
Your niece can't tell.
Your niece can't tell is the name of the woman?
Yes.
Look in there.
Yes.
Now say the name again.
Your niece can't tell.
Your niece can't tell. Could that be Eunice Chantilly?
Yes.
That's the name.
That's the name.
Okay.
Well, your hand was a little smudged.
I'm sorry. Read on.
When you was a little boy, mm-hmm. You did something that got you in big trouble.
Uh-huh. Like what?
It's becoming clearer.
Yeah.
I see a bicycle tumbling in the air. Now I see a boy tumbling on the pavement. I hear Father yelling, "Heathcliff, you fool!"
You see all that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, look in there. Can you see the bike?
Yes.
Okay. What color is the bike?
It's getting cloudy.
Gone. Yeah, and so is your dollar. Well, that's good work, Madame Russell. Yeah.
Well, she's learning.
Yeah. Listen, I want to talk to you about something. It's kind of serious. Son.
But first, let me see your pa.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, listen to
me. Well, I see it.
Uh-huh.
It's clear. I see a man, a grown man with a family in a house. And it's getting crowded. Crowded. And I see an even older man with white hair, a kind man, a noble man, a wise man. He has his own home. He's giving support, but no lodging. Sit up straight, Heathcliff.